VentureCast.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
There's a change happening in the way we live, the way we work, the way we spend our money and make our decisions. We are evolving to be more conscious in our actions in a way that serves the world and makes it a better place. Welcome to The Ethical Evolution. The Ethical Evolution podcast is brought to you by Ethical Change Agency. I'm Bindi, I'm the founder, and my mission is to help ethical entrepreneurs and holistic healers to find their voice through spiritual coaching and podcasting. I'm honored to bring you the stories of those who create change through healing, kindness, innovation, purpose, and spirit. Understanding that to create collective change, we need to be the change. It all begins with us. John Graham Harper is a certified master trainer, speaker, and fitness professional with 15 years of experience in the fitness industry. Founder of John Graham Fitness and renowned Golf Academy director at Mission Hills, he is a leader in fitness technology and has collaborated on a popular video series for home workouts and boxing tutorials. John's personal journey through training and competitions exposed him to injuries, fueling his quest for optimized injury prevention and recovery methods. During his pursuit, he discovered the remarkable benefits of red light therapy while recovering from a knee injury. This led to the creation of LumaFlex, a game-changing, flexible, portable, and waterproof panel providing convenient and efficient red light therapy treatment for individuals, including athletes. I loved connecting with a fellow Aussie to share how they are making their change in the world when it comes to pain relief and recovery, and I hope you get some value from this conversation too. Welcome, John, to The Ethical Evolution.
I love the Ethical Evolution. I really want to know where this name came from. It's intriguing.
It's a long story. We'll have to get together and chat about it, but it's a long story. Now, John, you're joining us all the way from Miami. For those people who don't know who you are and what you do, can you go ahead and tell us?
My name is John Graham Harper. I'm the CEO of LumaFlex. LumaFlex is a portable red light therapy panel designed for people that are active and that have pain and are recovering. So it's a good pain management solution that's natural, it's non-invasive. It's great for rehab if you're recovering from an injury. And not only that, because it's red and infrared light, it's also encouraged to use it just for your overall wellness, your overall well-being. We all need light, right? We're always encouraged to go outside, get our light vitamins. So this is a device that you can have anywhere you go, in your pocket, use it anytime, anywhere, and get those, the benefits of red and infrared light.
Now, how did you come upon this red light therapy? I mean, you're a bit of a sports person yourself, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. I was a former competitive athlete. I played rugby. I'm actually originally Australian. Obviously being Australian, you have to play rugby. It's either cricket or rugby, right? But when I was young, starting at rugby, I was very skinny. I didn't have a lot of muscle. I was, and I was susceptible to injury. I remember trying out basketball and coming home with like sprained ankles, and I was the kid in the family that was always injured, I played rugby, and rugby is not necessarily a collision sport like NFL or say ice hockey, which is sort of more like a crash game, right? Rugby is more designed where you're tripping someone. You're trying to use sort of your agility to, you know, get to the side and trip them. I was playing okay. Coaches were saying, oh, great. You know, you're going to have a great career in rugby. And I remember my first tour going out with all the boys. And rugby is a game where you get all the lads together. There's a little bit of beer drinking, maybe not a little bit, maybe a lot, but it's a jolly game. You know, it's a game is a lot of fun, not just on the field, but off the field. So you can imagine as a young kid going out and, you know, first tour, and I got my shoulder popped from a tackle. And there was like a little micro fracture on the bone, and the shoulder was out. And even on the field, you know, the medics that were there on site, they couldn't fix it. So I had to go to hospital, which meant that the ligaments holding my shoulder together were out, like were extended, were sort of very, very much injured for a long period of time. So rehabbing it took a long time. I remember I played like one or two games before the other one popped. It's just one of those, you know, you want, I think the reason why the other one popped is because I was overly protecting. I had it bandaged. I was careful with that side, but obviously I was a little bit more reckless with the other side. So that one popped. But by that time I knew enough about, you know, the shoulder joint, and I rushed to get it put back in. And I told this guy, like, I had my arm like this, and I went to the guy and said, hold my arm. And I literally dropped to my knees, and he held my arm, and it went back in place.
Oh.
But that was it. No more rugby. And then I moved to competitive CrossFit. And back then it was a trendy sport. It's sort of like gym, but they gamify a gym workout. They, you know, there's a score that you have to achieve. There's a leaderboard. So they make it very in a sport format. And so when you compete, you're trying to like do – you're trying to surpass your limits because that's how you're guaranteed to win. But of all the squats, the snatches, you know, the jerks, the thrusters, it really took a toll on my left knee. And it got to the point where I couldn't squat. I could barely like walk. Running was impossible. And it was so painful, especially when I was in a seated position. If I was sitting down for an extended period of time, the joint would really flare up, and it was pain like you wouldn't believe. I would have to extend the knee, you know, I would massage the joint. I had like oils and creams and ice that I would put onto the knee to lubricate it, to get the circulation. But that was that was actually probably my worst injury, because moving on, I went into amateur boxing, which I really enjoyed. And still to this day, that's my big passion, is boxing. And, but after fighting for so many years and going amateur, doing the amateurs, I, through impacts, to the head, it created micro traumas, and I developed a tumor in my head.
Oh my God.
It was about the size of my thumb, was about that big. It wasn't benign or anything, but it had to be removed because it was growing into my brain. But the doctor after the surgery said, you know, no more impact sports. You're just not that guy. Come on. You're not that guy. Play chess. try chess. But then from there, I went into bodybuilding. I did very well into bodybuilding, but I didn't really find the fulfillment in bodybuilding. It was because the format is different. You're being compared to someone else, but the judge has the final word. So you're trying to, you know, sort of match up to a certain criteria and meet that person rather than I like the rivalry, you know, in the boxing ring, it's me versus you, last man standing. I liked this sort of challenge. Right. But, all those were sort of the major injuries that I faced, but throughout all of that, red light therapy I used to recover. And it was introduced to me by my wife, who's Chinese. She bought me this lamp. It was like a bedside lamp, except it was a little bit ugly and cumbersome. It looked like something, you know, you would see in, you know, Dr. Evil's chamber, you know, his lair. Really ugly thing. And, but it worked. She told me, she said 20 minutes, you know, before bed, and I would angle my foot, you know, and have the light directly above my knee. And the problem was, is that the lamp was so hot, like the bulb would get so hot that I actually thought the heat was what was healing me, right? But it was actually the light. It was just old technology, right? That would, because the bulb itself, just the light would heat up so hot, would heat up so hot. But after a week of that, I didn't have the pain. And I noticed, because sitting in a seated position wasn't a problem, I could, you know, taking an Uber or, you know, flying a plane, it wasn't a problem. I didn't have to extend my leg. And after the second week, I stopped using the device. Like, we gave it to the grandparents. But that kind of intrigued me as to what red light therapy is and what it's all about. And it sort of inspired and, motivated me to go down the rabbit hole of light therapy. And that's how LumaFlex was born, because the device, I wanted to tailor it more to someone like me that was on the move, you know, throw it in your gym bag and, you know, use it, you know, wherever you want. You can use it in, when you're in transit. That's kind of how, a long story short, that's sort of how, I came into the more of the recovery space, in endorsing more of a natural, non-invasive means of treatment rather than going to surgery or drugs, going down that dark path, right?
Yeah, well, I got curious about red light therapy recently. I went and saw Dr. Andrew Huberman. He came to Brisbane, and uses it.
He's my G.
Yeah, same. So
love that.
I was like fascinated by it because he, at night, even he and Rick Rubin, they're all about the red light at night because it helps your circadian rhythm and all that kind of stuff, which is a whole other podcast. But this red light therapy is really starting to trend now, because we're seeing people who are wearing the masks, on their face for aging and all that kind of stuff, because all the people that were using Botox, guess what? They're becoming, it's not working anymore, because they're getting, just doesn't work. And so their immunity's fighting it. So now they're turning to these masks, which are actually doing a better job, and they're better for their skin and their body overall. But what you've done is a panel that you can basically, for people who can't see, it's strapped to your leg, right? So if you've got knee pain or something like that, you can strap it to your leg. It's got straps that come with it.
Yeah, like exactly. It has a full kit, rechargeable charging and everything.
So you could even go for a walk and have it strapped to your leg, right?
Yep, exactly.
So is it USB chargeable, or has it got batteries in it, or how does it work?
Yeah, so this is the battery. So this one, the Body Pro, this device, when you buy it, it comes with a spare battery.
Right.
So you can have this one charging and then this one in use. And it's good for physios or, sort of practitioners or trainers that are doing, therapy with someone. Maybe they're doing something on their shoulder and then the device is on their knee. And then when another patient comes in, they can keep doing treatments and not have to let the thing charge. And this one in particular, the Body Pro, is fully waterproof. And the idea was that I wanted to make something so temperature and environment like durable, that the joke is like, maybe it could be used in the military. We could have, red light therapy is now, guys travel bags and stuff. But so the joke in the company is like, all we need now is a bulletproof LumaFlex. Because I've tested it in cryo chambers, hyperbaric chambers, salt chambers, saunas, ice plunges. I've had it all. Like I've left it in like a bath for a number of days. It still works.
Wow.
So it's something that I wanted to make really durable, that you would invest in and then keep for the rest of your life. But it's it's exactly like you were saying. There's red light therapy is so. It's becoming famous now because of guys like Andrew Huberman, who have a great voice, well-respected. He's a Stanford professor, right? And he just speaks the truth, right? He's just giving value. And then you got like Gary Brecker, Ben Greenfield. I like a guy named Chris Gethin a lot. There's a lot of guys out there. They talk about it. They get social media buzzing about it, but it raises the awareness, and then it comes down to, okay, what is the device that is suited for me? And that's kind of, I want to just take the portable category. Just if you're on the go, if you're on the plane, you're doing different time zones, you may want a device, again, to help your circadian rhythm, like you were saying, to have a device in your bag where, use it anytime. That's sort of what I'm focusing on.
And really, if we look at that demographic of people who are fitness people in particular, but not even, the elderly that may have some injuries, may find this useful, but, you know, when you go for physio, one of the things they tell you to do is to exercise, right, to do the exercises, but sometimes the pain can actually stop you from doing that, whereas you could actually use this red light therapy at the same time as doing the exercise, so you actually get ahead of your injury, right?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Right, exactly that. Yeah, I designed the panel to be able to fit in a cargo pants pocket, like on the side of your shorts. So it has a large enough surface area, and being silicone, that's bendable, you can shape it to shoulder, elbow, knee, you know. But the number one pain that is that in America that people go in to ask for treatment or surgery or drugs or whatever is back pain.
Mm.
Back pain is the biggest pain in America. So looking at the back and people over their computers, or, you know, people, you know, having that C posture, right? That bad posture really suits well to fit on the back. So as you're walking or doing what you need to do, taking care of the kids and, watching Johnny's soccer game, you know, you can have the thing on your back, right? And you can be getting your cells energized and working for you. You know, and then, you know, as you progress from there and you start to get better, like you said, you can do the exercises, you can do them in conjunction. It's not such a hard therapy protocol that you have to face now, right?
And I guess the beauty of this, as you were saying, is it can actually alleviate the need for surgery in some cases and also medication, because, in America, so many people are just down on the pills, you know, just to get through the pain, particularly for back pain.
That's right.
This could actually stop that, right?
Yes. I mean, that's not just my mission, but everyone who is in the photobiomodulation industry, that's what we're all pushing for. And that's kind of like the underlying messaging that we're saying in our marketing and in the speeches that we do, is we're sort of going head to head with pharma. You know, the big change will come when in America, like you said, it's like they're munching like pills, like candy. If we can create enough awareness and demand that the medical industry changes to where red light therapy becomes the standard of care, to when you go to a hospital, you have a condition, the doctor, the nurse, the practitioner, whoever the person is, they have to prescribe red light therapy as the standard of care before going on to other treatments. And if they don't, you know, they're liable. That's sort of, I believe, where it'll explode, where it now, you know, there'll be 3 to 5 devices in everyone's home. So that's kind of like what we all talk about in the photobiomodulation world. We talk about, you know, let's go anti-pharma, but we have to be subtle, right?
we have
to be careful.
There's a lot of people that I talk to on this show who have some kind of cure or solution for, you know, illness, ailment, all kinds of things. And I'm like, why in the hell is, you know, mainstream medical not getting on board? Because, and it all comes down to money in the end.
Yeah.
But like, if we could just break through that barrier that, you know, medicine is putting in front of people and actually making them sicker rather than better, wow.
Yes.
I think the change we would have in the world would be incredible.
Incredible. It would be such a vast change. It would be like, it's such a massive money-making, greedy industry for this sort of change to happen is a big challenge, but when the change comes, it'll be so tremendous. It'll change the entire, it'll change the whole world from beginning to end. It'll be incredible, right?
So John, if we look at the science of this, is it similar to like what would happen in an infrared sauna, same kind of thing?
Oh, it's just different applications.
Yeah.
So red and infrared light, you know, we obviously get this from the sun. The optimal time is at sunrise and sunset, but not many people wake up at sunrise and go to sleep at sunset, you know, to get their circadian rhythm, you know, in check. No, we live in concrete jungles, we're underneath artificial light. And we obviously are on our phones when we're sleeping, you know, getting wired on blue light, right? There's just different applications. Like the infrared sauna has its application. It's very good for cardiovascular. So usually they're in gyms and wellness clinics. There's the beds, the infrared light beds. But generally speaking, and if you're looking at pain management, at treatment, it sort of benefits you more to get as close as possible to the actual LED.
Gotcha.
To make it touch your skin. Because then you're not losing the light. Because light reflects, it bounces. We can lose our treatment. So if you have an injury and you seriously want this injury to be, you know, fully recovered, and you're this far away from the device, you can imagine there's a massive difference. Even when you come here, the difference decreases dramatically just by moving an inch away. So I sort of say, as a general rule, pain management, a pain solution, recovery, get as close to the device as possible and have it touch your skin. That's sort of the, you know, but of course the beds, the saunas, the lamps, you know, the panels, they all have their place. You know, I always endorse red light therapy and all the products because it raises the industry, raises the awareness. I don't want people to be like, oh, that's a bad product. That's a good product.
Yeah.
Everything has its use, right? It just depends on what you need it for, right?
I mean, I've used infrared saunas quite a lot and swear by them for different reasons. But one of the ones that I use actually has light therapy in it, like in the ceiling, so you can have the different colors. So are you looking to expand beyond red light into other colors? Because we know other colors can do other things, which, you know, I'm going to get a bit esoteric on you, but like this then sort of relates to our chakras and our body and all of these kind of things. Are you looking to expand further beyond red?
Yeah, I guess I can start talking about it now because it's always good to
spoiler
start
alert.
Talking about the future's coming. But I'm going to do my own mask.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to do a mask with a color range in it because colors, they support different as well. Like the thing about colors, it's sad to say, but there's not much FDA clearance on it. You know, there's clinical research on the benefits of using different colors. So usually when you launch a device, you want to get it FDA cleared. You have to have the red and infrared to get the FDA, and then you add the other colors on top of it. So your device is cleared. But there's so many benefits to colors. And the mask that I have launched, I'm looking for something that's never been done in the world before. Again, silicone, you know, something that's waterproof. And then not just one red and infrared, because this has 630 and 850 as a dual chip. So it's got both nanometers in one, but I'm looking for not just one infrared, not one red, but multiple, like two of each, and then also a color spectrum. Let me collect some data. What colors do you think would be for a face product? What would be
Well, I guess it depends. Well, you know, each color has a different outcome. I'm trying to remember them off the top of my head, which I can't right now.
But like blue is like wrinkles, green is like acne. It's something like this, right?
I'm pretty sure. I think the ones that are like anti-inflammation, those kind of things are going to be, you know, through the roof, I reckon. That and probably the acne ones. Anything for anti-aging, acne or, you know, inflammation, I think are going to be your go-to.
Yes. Yeah. Stay tuned. Launching soon.
And you know, if you're looking for anyone for your marketing team, I think I'd fit right in.
Excellent. The ethical change, right? The ethical evolution.
We can back you. There you go. Now, John, if people are excited about this red light therapy and they want to learn more and get their hands on a Lumaflex, now we're both Australians. I'm down here in Brisbane. Where can we get it?
Go Broncos.
Yeah.
So lumaflex.com is where we have is the site. So we've got the Body Pro, and then the Essential is. So the Essential is exactly the same. The only thing is it's not waterproof, so you can't submerge it in water, but it's still silicone, so you can clean it. It's water resistant. And this one is a cheaper price point because I've taken all the waterproof parts out of it, and it's not Bluetooth connected. Mm-hmm. But currently right now, we just have these two with the mask. We've got a cap coming. I've got my own version of a panel, which you can is silicone as well, which you can roll up and you can actually lay it on you. You can wrap it around you like a belt. It's like five Lumaflexes in all together. And I'm actually looking at other products now, but those are more launched for this year. But other ones, I'm kind of like, we'll see. It's in prototyping phase. We have to wait till next year. But yeah, lumaflex.com, and also luma meaning light, flex meaning flexible. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants to ask me any and all questions, John Graham Fitness on Instagram. I'm always active. I'm always sending like clinical research and PDFs and Andrew Herberman, podcast quotes.
I'll have to start sending you some.
Yes, I love the guy. He's great.
I'm curious as well, John, is there anyone that red light therapy is not good for?
I think where you have to get a consult before using red light therapy is if you have sensitive skin. Mm-hmm. You know, some people naturally they cover themselves when they go outside. They have sensitive skin. I think it's that. Also, if you have a heart condition, I say in my manual for liability, I say don't aim at the heart if you have a heart condition. However, I've talked to photobiomodulation doctors, like high level credible doctors, who are like, John, if you have a heart condition, you should use red light therapy.
Really?
You know, I've talked to doctors that use infrared light to cure eye diseases like dry eye.
Wow.
And then there's obviously, I say in my manual for liability, don't look at the infrared LEDs, keep your eyes closed or where the little canny is. It's still a very new space. And, you know, being involved with so many doctors and scientists that endorse it, that are researching it like continuously, they are in a tough spot because they have the research, but it needs to undergo a lot of processing and testing and clinical trials before it becomes safe. But in the meantime, all the products out there have to say, you know, don't use if you're pregnant. Don't use if you have a heart condition.
Yeah.
Don't use it. You know, but we need to keep ourselves safe. But like I say, don't use when you're pregnant. And one of my best friends in Sydney, like we were kids together. She was on her second child, and she was like, I use it all the time. You know, because she's carrying her baby. She uses it for her back, and she's like, no, I will always use it all the time. She fully endorses it. I was like, that's I can't say that, but yeah, it's wonderful, right? That you hear.
Yeah, well, I suppose when you look at the science of it, I don't see how it could hurt a kid, you know, if you're carrying one. Yeah. Anyway, it's all the same tissue, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. It's just cellular health, cellular energy, and it's the sun. So it's like, go outside. I go outside all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Well, look, I think this red light therapy is going to really, really take off even more than it has. And as we've spoken, I think the whole rainbow is going to hit us. But John, I'm interested to know from you in my last question, what's the change you like to see in the world and how can we bring it to life?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Pain. We need natural, non-invasive means for pain relief. My personal pain story is quite extensive. Obviously there was my physical pain, but also like my family, there was a lot of pain, a lot of mental pain. And there's a big story and there should be a very large focus. And you touched on it a little bit with the circadian rhythm about how just light, getting our, how it can alleviate so many mental, so much mental pain, anxiety, depression. All of this can be cured. So what I want to, it's very high and mighty, but at the end of the day, not just me, but the entire team is on a mission to provide a solution for pain and pain for a lot of people. And that for me personally translates to my mother, you know, to my father, to my grandparents, to my uncle, you know, suffering from cancer, my, you know, all their different conditions that they've had. It really, yeah, I don't want to get all emotional, but yeah, that's what I think, you know, I want to do is be part of the, of change to help, you know, provide less pain in the world.
Amen to that, John. And I think I might get my hands on one and try it out because, you know, I'm not getting any younger.
That'd be fantastic.
John, I can't thank you enough for being a part of the Ethical Evolution. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to share. Launching a brand in the U.S. is an Everest of a climb. So any time to get the word out there is hugely appreciated, not just for me, but for the entire team. Because, yeah, some days it's like, no weekends, you know, let's go, come on, you know. And, you know, when you see the little baby steps, you know, the forward climb, the momentum, even if it's even if it's slow, but as long as, you know, we're pushing forward, you know, everyone gets motivated and, you know, things happen, right? That's how everything is done.
Amazing. Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ethical Evolution podcast. If you're ready to be the change and would love to work with me on finding your voice through spiritual coaching or creating your own podcast with impact, visit ethicalchangeagency.com. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's growing every day with great content and highlights you may not have heard on the podcast. In addition, please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple, and why not leave a 5-star review? If you're not following me on social media, you can find me at Ethical Change Agency on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube, and at DJ Bindi on TikTok and Instagram. If you're interested in diving deeper into the ethical evolution with me, I've created a membership program that allows me to bring you more in-depth, exclusive content without relying on paid ads. My goal is to deliver members way more value than the cost of the subscription. Benefits include Ask Me Anything episodes. I've interviewed hundreds of people from around the world, so imagine what you could ask. Access exclusive bonus content only for members that focuses on the downloads I get through my conversations that include actionable tips. Support Ethical Change Agency and the Ethical Evolution podcast on its mission to amplify change makers who make the world a better place. Access to global connections who can help you make greater impact in the world. Meditate with me and discounted spiritual coaching or podcast consulting with me at 15% off. That value alone pays for your membership. For only $7 a month or $70 a year, you can access all these benefits of an Ethical Evolution Emergence membership. If you want to learn more and access these benefits, head on over to ethicalchangeagency.com.
Welcome to Ringside with Ray and Prince. My name is Ray Leonard Jr.
My name is Prince Daniels Jr. Daniels again with a
big home touchdown. On this show, we come to humanize
athletes, entertainers, business executives. We're going to see what makes them tick.
Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see you there. Peace and power.
Electric acid. Hey, guys. It's Miriam Love here. And I want to share something very special with you. Check out my new release, All In, the Spanish Remixes, out now on Electric House Records. And always remember, be love, share love, all love.
Available now wherever you listen to music.